Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Kirk Smith, and my co-host on the road in a wife beater
is Graham K. Kirk,
boom.
We're not supposed to call these type of shirts that anymore.
Is that incorrect?
It's certainly not correct, politically correct.
An Italian undershirt. Is that better?
Yeah, I think maybe almost everything would be better. an undershirt. Anyway, weird way to start the show, but happy that you're back listening to Autastic. I have a brother, Peter, who has autism, 3 years younger than me, and Kirk has an adult son, and we're two comics. Kirk is home.
Been home for a week.
And that's crazy. You look rested. I'm on the road.
I've been sick for a week.
I was going to say, after I said you look rested, you kind of look tired. But I didn't want to, you know what I mean?
I've been sick for a week. It's been great. And it's 54 degrees in New York City. It's May 5th, May 4th. It's chilly. It's chilly out here. But we're having a good week. How about you? You're on the road, huh?
Your body doesn't react well to not being in the petri dish of a cruise ship.
I probably brought it back with me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
The carnival crud. Yeah.
But where am I? I'm in Arizona in a Holiday Inn Express. Anytime that a hotel attaches the word express or any business has a subdivision of their business and they attach express on it, you know it's better. Faster.
It's like Taco Bell Express. Who needs to sit down? Just come in here. We'll throw a taco at your face and get the heck out of here.
You who hillbilly? Needs an active grill? Everything's on microwaved Taco Bell Express. You know,
that's a thing, by the way. Taco Bell Express. I saw one. How much faster do you need Taco Bell?
Oh, I know. Anyway, they just throw it at you and you drive by with an open window.
I needed some mild sauce.
Actually, I will say that this hotel is pretty good. I won't want to disparage all Holiday Inn Expresses. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express about a year ago, and the wallpaper was peeling, so they stapled it back to the wall. That was interesting.
It's a sign that they care. Tactic. They noticed, and they took action.
Yes, an express action. A slower action would be fixing the problem, but express. They can get more people in there.
I have a problem with there. No problem. I got my stapler fixed.
Yeah, fixed. How is JJ doing? How's your son?
He's doing good. We had a little call. He's, growing up. Mm-hmm. I had a talk with a lady. I was on a cruise, like I said, it was a week ago now, and she was really concerned about, you know, options for putting her son was violent, and about putting him in a home. And we just had a talk about, you know, heart to heart about, you know, there's a lot of very strong opinions around this subject, and she was just really having a hard time with a single lady. And, I feel like, you know, everybody's quick to second guess and judge, but she's the one that has to live through it. So she needs to do what she thinks is the best thing. And if she's at the point where she can't, have him at home, you know, I explained to her, I'm not particularly, nurturing. I think I'm, you know, kind of old school guy, and
I beg to differ. I've seen you with your son, how you interact, what you do with him. Lots of people, not just men of your ilk, like, would not put their heads together, wrestle. You're very, very nurturing and sweet with him. And what? It pains me. To give you a compliment, but you're a really good dad. You're a really, really good dad, and you should be proud of yourself. You know.
Well, I was just gonna say I don't feel equipped to take care of him all the time. So even if we go into what you said, let's take it from the other point of view. Let's say I am a good dad, and even I don't feel like I can't watch him 24 hours a day. He needs long-time listeners. I think I mentioned this. Yeah. I hope I didn't bury the lead on this. But when I was in Sweden, was that 2 weeks ago? No, it had to be. It had to be last month. It was in anyway. He had he with a fork had pried the drywall off again. He'd figured out a way to get around the baseboards and get around everything. And so you have to just all that. So you have to keep an eye on him all the time. He needs like a constant, supervision and guidance and all those things. And it's more than one person can handle. So if this lady, she's getting older and didn't feel equipped to, to care for her son in her home. Full time without without a lot of help, then I encourage you not to feel any judgment. That's just part of the experience. Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah, and also you having a. I mean, look, I'm not a parent. I don't know what it's like. But it just seems, from my perspective, that if you have a, if you can't do it anymore, and you're, or let's say you have a breakdown because you get too stressed out, or a physical breakdown because you're not as strong as you used to be. That's not good for your child.
Yeah, like this week, I was sick for a week. Like, how would I have done it if I was sick for a week? You know, how would I have watched him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he needs constant, you know,
Yeah.
I'm watching a show. I just blanked on the name of the show. It's a BBC show on, it's about a man who cleans sounds terrible, but cleans up after after murders, like for the police. Like he goes in, the person actually has to do the work, and the first scene is him and there's a man with autism who comes to the shop and goes, you know, this is my I get my ice cream every Sunday, I come here every Sunday, and they and I thought the scene was actually very good, but it just reminded me of how my son is about his routine, and it needs to be, and it's like, so if you're like, I'm sick, I can't do it today, I don't care that you're sick. It's Sunday. I need to, you know, and in this scene, it was like, the man's like, well, the ice cream seller has been murdered. We can't, he's not going to serve you your ice cream anymore. It's like, no, it's Sunday. It's time for ice cream.
Yeah.
And there's a very interesting, just made me think of my son and how, you know, he needs his routine. He wants his routine. He knows what he wants. Stop messing around. Give me what I want. So, speaking of men who know what they want, how's Peter?
Is that a reoccurring character in that show, or is it just a one-off? It was not about an autistic person.
I don't know. I've seen one episode, and then you messaged me, and I'm like, I'm going to take this because Graham is hard to pin down. He's on the road. He's on the lam. He's on the run. Mm-hmm. So it just happened to be the opening scene, and then he gets stuck in a freezer, and he's trying to get the kid to come down and unlock it. And he's like, I can't cross behind the employee line. I was told I can't do that. Like about rules and stuff. It is interesting. I thought they handled it well. But, I thought it was interestingly handled in that the man playing opposite the guy with autism expresses some frustration, but he's trying to not, but he's a human being. And so he's not, you know, and he's freezing to death in the freezer. So he's like, yes, you need to let me out. I thought it was interesting. You have to, you have to let me know what you think.
I will. When you remember what it is, let me know.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up.
I can't remember anything either. I have the worst memory. I'm not one to talk. Peter, to answer your earlier question, is doing great. He is really on the mend. We were really worried that one of the screws in his ankle was not taking after he broke it. And he can handle pain, and he doesn't want to go back to not having his job. So we were worried that he was hiding the pain he was in and lying about one of the screws coming loose in his ankle. And because that's what the doctor said might happen. And he was limping a lot. And I felt a lot of guilt because the limping started after I told him to go for a long walk and I shouldn't have. And, anyway, well, I didn't tell him to go on a long walk. I said it was okay that he went on a walk, and I didn't do the research I normally do. I was being lazy to find out how long the walk was. And I usually have to figure it out before I can okay stuff. And I just was like, yeah, it'd be good, because I had stuff going on. And then I'm like, oh, it's my fault. His screw's going to fall out. Anyway, long story short, he went to the physical therapist and she like moved his ankle around, and she was like, I tried to like move it around, and if I don't. He'd have to be Superman if that screw was loose, not to wince, and he didn't wince once. And so, sounds like he's doing great.
Good.
Post surgery, he should be off the cane soon. He's very excited about it. He called me several times to tell me about it. That they gave him the okay, so he can continue to go to work. He doesn't have to not be at work anymore. And he's really, just really happy these days. Really, his energy and disposition are through the roof. Spring is happening. Cane's going away. You know, he's working again, chit-chatting everywhere. He always tells me I'm doing much better at not chit-chatting with everybody. They said I'm doing much better at not chit-chatting because I asked them. I'm like, well, you have to stop asking them every 3 minutes if you're chit-chatting too much, because that's chit-chatting. And his birthday's coming up, and it's in a month and a half, and he's already sent me everything he wanted on eBay. We got more Star Wars stuff coming down the pike. It's supposed to be pike, but I prefer pipe. It should be pipe, I feel. I'm going to go, I happen to be working in Montreal, the day before his birthday. So I'm going to go to Ottawa for his birthday. It's
going to
be awesome.
I love it. I love it. You going to the Nest? What do you got going on?
I'm going to the Nest. To the Nest. Yeah.
I'm actually in Ottawa next month. I'll have to stop by and take him for a cheese sandwich. I think he won. I can't remember what he had last time. A grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah. When are you there?
Ottawa is June 17th through the 23rd.
Ah, I miss you by 5 days.
Yeah, where are you? You're at the old Yucks? What are you doing up there?
I'm just going to be...
just hanging out with Pete?
In Ottawa to see him for his birthday. I'm at the Nest the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So...
nice. Yeah, I like it.
In Montreal. It's only 2 hours drive from Ottawa, so it's going to be great.
What days are you there again? I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. The 14th, 15th, 16th, you're there?
13th, 14th, 15th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Toronto that weekend.
Eight-hour drive.
Yeah, I thought about taking the train, but I don't know. It's a long way to go just to hang out, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's great about Peter. I'm glad there's no... yeah. Issues with the screws.
No, yeah, he's doing great. He's doing great. Parents are happy. You know, I don't know. Things are okay. Can't complain too much. You know, everything's fine as long as you just don't think about the future.
We're going to move you to somehow my algorithm for my social media is all like moving to the Philippines and all these places. So I'll send you one of those. You can move to the Philippines and live like a king.
Yeah. I think they have a right-wing dictator there.
Oh, well, then I guess then you'll be in Burma, I guess, or Thailand or somewhere else. Yeah.
Mm.
Speaking of news, should we read the old in the news?
Yeah, good. Hey, that was a good segue.
It's my first time doing a podcast. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is in unless you want to read it.
No, you found it. You read it.
This
pawn
is
it
in
off on me.
Psychology Today. What is AUDHD? A common comorbidity or a separate diagnosis? AUDHD is a commonly coined by the neurodiversity community to describe the coexistence of ADHD and autism. Mm-hmm. When I first came across AUDHD, I thought it was a typo. It wasn't. While AUDHD is not listed in the DSM-5, that's that book we talked about with the all the things, all the information in it, and the official descriptions and everything of conditions and illnesses and everything, really. The acronym has been utilized to describe the co-occurrence of ADHD and autism. Rather than the American Psychiatric Association, the ADHD was identified by the neurodiversity community in recent years. Research has engaged the construct, while the inclusion of neurodiversity researchers and emphasis on its lived experience And then they quote it as being, you know, they leave a quote there. Bertil's daughter, 2023. Comorbidity or a new diagnosis. Though ADHD, the AUDHD may be a new as a descriptor, the construct is not novel. The existence of ADHD and autism traits in the same person have been a noted phenomenon for some time, so much so that in earlier years, controversy existed as to whether both conditions could ever be diagnosed in the same person, given the level of overlap and impact on areas as like executive function and attention. As an undergraduate, I was taught that autistic folks often struggled with transitions in attention, with more sustained attention, while ADHDers would need novel focus and do better on tasks of divided attention. As research has progressed, the picture appears more muddied. ADHD can also be associated with hyperfocus and autism with distractibility. In addition, the sensory oversensitivities and bottoms-up processing blur the image from even further when exploring the relationship between autism and attention. Today, the two are often diagnosed together. Research indicates that as much as 50 to 70% of autistics may also meet the criteria for ADHD. The question should be asked if this is particularly comorbidity, the question should be asked if this particular comorbidity represents a separate condition on its own. fMRI research has suggested that some unique brain dynamics individuals with co-occurrence of autism and ADHD that may be separate from the influence of either condition by itself. And although further research is needed before declaring ADHD an official diagnosis, it is one of the investigations. The findings will be interesting to see and may affirm a group of individuals whose neurodivergency doesn't currently fare well within the listed diagnostic categories. If ADHD is a distinct condition, investigation would also be necessary into how interventions may affect this this phenotype. Regardless of whether AUDHD is simply shorthand for ADHD or autism combination or a combination of its own, AUDHD individuals benefit from an understanding and affirmation of neurodiversity. This may look like work towards self-acceptance and educating others on neurodivergency. In a school or work setting, care can be taken to outline and meet diverse needs for a diagnosis. Still, as AUDHD is an emergent diagnosis, finding the most helpful accommodations becomes more individualized. We can also celebrate the strengths that ADHD individuals bring to the world, different types of thinking, innovation, and fresh perspectives. All these things can start today. Well, Grandma, what'd you think?
Well, we've talked about this before, the linkage. Yep. But it's nice to know there's more research going into it. I don't think it's a coincidence that my brother is an autistic, as they say in this article, and that I have been diagnosed with ADHD as a child, and I definitely still have it. I definitely don't have the hyperactivity one, I'll tell you that. But I don't know. The older I get, the more I realize the links I have with my brother. My dad said something interesting the other day. He is like, I think all four of us have a little bit of autism.
And really?
I think so too. I think so too.
That's funny.
It's like we're all just, I think that's true. I mean, we used to get kicked out of restaurants as a family.
And Peter wasn't even there.
You know, and it wasn't all his. It was definitely wasn't all his fault. That's for sure.
I saw an interesting documentary on Netflix. By the way, the show that I was referencing on the BBC was called The Cleaner, which I was very close. It's called The Cleaner. It's a BBC show. It's on Amazon Prime. Thanks. But I was watching a Netflix show, a documentary called Hack Your Health, Secrets of the Gut. And they were talking about, we've talked about this, but the gut's connection to the brain and the fecal transplants. And they touched on it for autism. And they also touched on how family members are going to often have similar gut fauna or biomes in their gut because you're in the same environment, you're eating similar food. When you're born, you know, you come out of your mom's birth canal and you pick up all her, the bacteria that's associated with her. And if you're facing face down, you know, if your head is towards her anus, it's all that fauna. It's very interesting too, how basically as a family, you're going to have very similar gut fauna, especially if you live together. And then, you know, its connection to mental health and all sorts of other things. Yeah, depression and autism and everything. That one is called Hack Your Health, Secrets of Your Gut. It was interesting. You can tell I've been sick. I've done nothing but watch TV. Go ahead.
Bonus in the news from Kirk.
Well, we kind of did a short one, but I know you've got, you're on the road. You've got shows tonight, and and I'm not feeling terrific. So what do you got going on? You want to plug anything, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Comedy Nest in Montreal in June. Come check me out. For all shows, I'm going to be on tour a lot this year. You can go to grahamk.com and sign up for my mailing list and sign up for my YouTube. Subscribe to that too, Graham K Comedy, youtube.com/GrahamKComedy. And also, guys, if you're a new listener, we have a Patreon. We don't have any ads, so it's a good way that you can donate to the podcast. You can do a monthly donation. You can choose how much you want to donate, $1, $5, or you can do a one-time donation. And you can do that at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. Kirk, you got anything you want to promote?
Yeah, I'll be at the Absolute Comedy, like we just said, June 12th through the 17th in Toronto. Beautiful Toronto in June. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And then Ottawa next week. And those are the two big ones. And then a bunch of ships and stuff coming up, blah, 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 Europe this summer. But yeah, it helped me out a lot to do, to just add my YouTube, Kirk Smith Comedy. I'd really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. And we appreciate listening. And folks, you can tell, I think, that we're both tired, but we love this podcast. We love doing it. And thank you for listening. And Kirk.
Yeah, sorry it takes us so long to put these out. We're both just traveling a lot.
We're both, our careers are doing better, so we're having less time. But we love you guys. And Kirk, hey man, feel better, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
You're a good dude. Yeah.
Thanks. Have a great show tonight. All right, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.